Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Jeffrey Smoller from Making Headway Center for Brain Injury Recovery. Although this is being recorded on Halloween Day, the message is not meant to scare you. It is, however, meant to increase awareness of stroke. A stroke is a blockage or rupture in a blood vessel in the brain, and with 20% of our total body circulation going to this 3-pound mass, this is a big deal. A stroke can result in paralysis, impaired speech, and other symptoms. In many cases, a stroke can lead to death. While genetics play a part in our health, all of us can, if we so choose, reduce the chances of a stroke. Here are some helpful hints. Do not overindulge in the consumption of alcohol. Alcohol can raise our blood pressure to the point of danger. It can dehydrate us to dangerous levels, interact with other drugs in dangerous ways, as well as impair judgment in other matters of self-care. Exercise at least a little each day. A sedentary lifestyle can cause weight gain, poor blood circulation, and high blood pressure, which can lead to a stroke. This applies to any age group, so don't assume that stroke is limited to any particular age group. What we consume is of great importance. Limiting sweets, fats, and junk food helps to maintain proper weight and blood pressure. Stay hydrated. It takes 2 cups of water to break even for every cup of caffeinated beverage that we consume. Drink at least 1 cup of water for every ounce of alcohol consumed. Breaking even is still dehydration, so stay ahead and be safely hydrated. Stress increases blood pressure, so try to reduce stress at every opportunity. By the way, even having fun can cause stress, so be aware of how your body reacts to just about anything. To recognize and help in the event of someone having a stroke, remember FAST, F-A-S-T. F is for face. If part of someone's face is drooping, they may be having a stroke. A is for arms. If someone's arms or legs are numb, they may be having a stroke. S is for speech. If someone's speech is impaired in any way, they may be having a stroke. T is the most important. It stands for time. Call 911. If the potential stroke victim is treated within 4 hours, the chances of saving a life or limiting permanent damage are excellent. Most of us know someone who has had a stroke, or maybe you know someone who is a candidate for a stroke. Don't be afraid to say something. You may save a life. This is Jeffrey Smoller of Making Headway Center, wishing you brain awareness and brain health.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.